Now it's time to do the RUA.com Real Facts Property Report, and we're going to have a chat with Damien Collins. He's the president of RUA. Good morning to you, Damo. How are you?
Good, Millsy. Good, Baz. Nice to speak to you again.
Mate, what's the stats this week coming out of RUA.com?
We had 502 sales, Millsy. Top selling areas were Clarkson, Maylands and Aberley. And on the south side of the river, Canningvale, Baldivis and Spearwood. We leased 852 properties. We're down to the lowest stock levels in both sales and rent since 2014. So it will be interesting to see how much stock comes over the spring season coming up now.
All right. We've got some trends happening.
Yeah. During the week, RUA released our RUA Curtain Buy Rent Index, showing that it is now one of the most affordable times to buy. In fact, property prices only need to go up 2.6% per annum over the years to make it better to buy than rent. In fact, in a number of suburbs now, it's actually cheaper to buy than it is to rent. So very affordable property out there.
All right, we're on fire with the question of the week. What do you got this week?
You are, Mills. Now, last time I saw you both in Duke of Wellington in Melbourne, one of the oldest pubs. The question this week is, what suburb in Perth has the oldest still standing home? And I'll give you the tip, it may not be lived in.
Okay. The old mill, that's pretty old. I'm going to go Guildford.
No, Tranby House in Maylands. Tranby House in Maylands, built in 1830. Still standing.
That's not a question. Who's going to sell Tranby House?
No, it's not for sale. I told you it wasn't lived in. Come on, that was easy. Easy one.
Damo.
Easy one, Mill.
Fair dinkum. Damien Collins, president of RUA. He just doesn't like me winning. You can check out all the facts at RUA.com. Have a good week, Damien.
Thanks, Millsy.